Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, some of my listeners have asked me to explain the difference between synthetic vitamins and whole food supplements. In my previous segments, I have repeatedly stressed the importance of opting for whole food supplements, and so today I will explain why, and I will go in great detail about the dangers synthetic vitamins pose to your health. Now, being a health consumer is harder than ever. One day you may read an article that says how effective vitamin A is for preventing cancer. Then, after some time, you hear on the news that taking vitamin A is toxic and can even cause cancer. Now, it is indeed very confusing. Buying vitamins has become incredibly crazy and confusing. There are so many different types out there nowadays. Most of my clients that come in to see me for nutritional consultations come in with a basket or two of vitamins that they have been collecting. And I always ask them if they made them feel better, and they usually say no, and adding how frustrating it is to spend so much money on vitamins without any results. One of the most common questions I'm asked is, basically, does a person really need supplements, or can one get all the nutrition from food? My reply is, a person can get by without any nutritional supplements if you eat only organic food, eat animals that grazed on grass, and eat fish from uncontaminated waters, have absolutely no stress, don't eat any processed foods and junk food, and drink pure water. Our bodies are not like a car. There is no gauge to show that something is wrong. There's no computer chip that says you're low in iron or you need more calcium. So in a perfect world, we should be able to eat healthy meals and never need to take any extra supplements. Not needing supplements may have been possible in this country 100 years ago, before our soils were depleted and before large-scale food processing. But it's not true today. There are simply too many elements that can cause people to become vitamin and mineral deficient. Our lifestyles and habits prevent us from getting the nutrition we need. Our lifestyle of eating sugar, drinking caffeine, or drinking alcohol at least hinders the absorption of minerals and, at worst, further aggravates a mineral deficiency. For example, a calcium deficiency is commonly linked to excess of caffeine from any source. And just as an example, the average American eats more than 200 pounds of sugar per person per year. And in the 1880s, people ate less than 12 pounds of sugar per person per year. And you may not think you eat sugar, but it is found in nearly everything, from salad dressings to ketchup, soups, canned fruits, lunch meats, crackers, breads, and juices. Additionally, refined white flour foods such as white bread and pasta turn to sugar in the liver. So it is no wonder that violent behavior is increasing, since high amounts of sugar and soda actually cause vitamin B deficiencies. And symptoms of a serious vitamin B deficiency include anxiety, depression, mental confusion, insanity, irritability, and rage. Many diseases are related to sugar consumption. But before we continue with today's topic, let's take a short break with some music. And today's feature CD is by Secret Garden, and the CD is titled The Best of Secret Garden. And the very first song I want to play is called Serenade to Spring. I hope you will enjoy this song, and I will be back shortly with more information for you. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We were briefly talking about some reasons why supplementation is necessary nowadays. And most nutritionists and natural health practitioners agree that the American population is overfed in calories and undernourished in nutrients. Nutrient deficiencies can cause the body to be prone to a number of symptoms, including viruses, infections, allergies, headaches, fatigue, digestive problems, heart attacks, and arthritis. Chemically preserved, processed foods, as well as modern farming practices and depleted soils, brought this country to a state of malnutrition. There was no reported incidence of heart disease until the early 1900s, and only 3% of Americans died from cancer back then. In the year 2000, about 552,000 people died from cancer. Currently, over 4 million Americans are being treated for cancer, with another 4 million in remission. Each year, over 1.4 million more Americans are newly diagnosed with cancer. 42% of Americans living today can expect to develop cancer in his or her lifetime. At least 40% of cancer patients will die from malnutrition, not the cancer itself. The World Health Organization estimates death from cancer will double over the next 20 years. For the past 20 years, a tremendous amount of research has proved that malnutrition is a major contributor to disease and that proper nutrition can help prevent disease. For example, nearly all fruits and vegetables are packed with antioxidants, which defend our cells against attacks by free radicals. Now, free radicals are the chemicals that damage and destroy cells, promoting aging and disease. And your body tries to make new cells every day. Without proper nutrition, it can't make healthy cells. So the next generation of cells is weaker, and this is the beginning of disease. One of my very favorite quotes is by Thomas Edison, and it goes like this. The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease. Now, solid research on nutrition and disease backs his age-old wisdom. So taking supplements bridges the gap between what we should eat and what we actually eat. It can take a very long time before nutrient deficiencies manifest themselves as symptoms. Even if we were to consume a totally perfect diet, it cannot contain enough nutrients to take care of today's needs and have enough left over for paying back long-standing nutritional deficiencies. Our soils are so severely depleted in minerals because of the use of chemical fertilizers. For example, 100 years ago, all our soil was organic. For example, in 1948, you could buy spinach that contained 158 milligrams of iron. And today, the iron content of raw spinach is 27 milligrams. That means you would have to eat 6 bowls of spinach to get the same amount of iron that one bowl might have given you back in 1948. Our body can actually produce some vitamins, but it can't produce minerals. Vegetables absorb minerals from the soil, so we depend on them as sources for minerals. Foods are usually transported across the country for days before they get to the supermarkets, losing precious vitamins and minerals from exposure to light and air. Plus, food processing, like canning and preserving, destroys essential nutrients. Now, cooking food reduces its nutritional value by destroying 20 to 50% of vitamins, all enzymes, and many minerals. Boiling vegetables destroys most folic acid and vitamin C. Milling whole grains to make white flour results in 70% loss of vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Even if a person were to eat the recommended portion of produce, it is highly unlikely that you are getting all of the vitamins and minerals required for optimal health. So, by supplementing your diet, you can replenish what is missing in your food. Plus, we are dealing with the damaging effects of environmental pollution. The EPA estimates that 60,000 chemicals have been buried or dumped throughout the United States over the last 100 years. There are over 3,000 carcinogenic chemicals in our food. The average American eats about 6 pounds of chemicals a year. Now, the FDA doesn't have the time or resources to test the thousands of additives on the market. Plus, no one has ever studied the cumulative effect of all these food additives. Foreign to our body, these chemicals attack your cells in a process that leads to disease. In addition, pollution and the depletion of the ozone layer create free radicals, which attack your cells. More than 80 diseases have been linked to free radical damage. Our bodies don't make enough antioxidants to fight the damaging effects of environmental pollution. I also would like to point out and stress the importance of eating organic fruits and vegetables as much as possible. Now, organic refers to environmentally friendly farming methods, which includes developing healthy soil through natural composting, also using crop rotation to rest the soil, using intercrop planting, using cover crops to secure the soil against erosion, and controlling pests with natural means, etc. And here are three of the main reasons why organic is better. Number one, organically grown foods are far more nutrient dense, and ounce for ounce, organic fruits and vegetables are twice as rich in some nutrients as comparable commercial products, according to a recent study report. And other studies found that wine-ripened organic tomatoes contain twice as much vitamin C than tomatoes that are picked green and artificially ripened with chemicals. The second reason is that organically grown foods don't contain harmful synthetic chemicals. The pesticides used by organic farmers break down into harmless ingredients. In 1995, the United States alone used 270 billion pounds of artificial fertilizers and 2 billion pounds of pesticides. More than 20,000 pesticides are registered for use in the United States. Now, I don't know about you, but I think this is really scary. And the third reason is that organic farmers naturally replenish the soil. They use natural fertilizers and rich compost to build up the soil and to enhance growth and create a balance of natural nutrients and minerals. So at the very least, buy organic food as much as you can and supplement your diet with whole food supplements, which are organically grown. Well, it's time for another short break with more music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden. And when I come back, I will explain what whole food supplements are. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Our topic today is to explain the difference between whole food supplements and synthetic vitamins. So first of all, let's look at what are whole food supplements. They are whole foods with only the water and fiber removed. In other words, they are dried food. They are processed below 112 degrees Fahrenheit, so the enzymes are alive and they have a limited shelf life. They contain all the nutrients required by our body to meet the needs of our cells. On the other hand, synthetic vitamins don't come from food. For example, ascorbic acid comes from corn sugar to make vitamin C. Thiamine comes from petroleum or coal tar products to make vitamin B. In fact, Eastman Kodak Company supplies almost all supplement companies with synthetic alpha tocopherol made from distilled cottonseed oil to make vitamin E. And most drugstore vitamins are synthetic. While they are, in fact, the exact molecular formula of the organic nutrient, they contain none of the cofactors required for your body to use this vitamin. And not only are these vitamins not usable by the body, but the missing cofactors are taken from your own body's reserves, so you become nutritionally deficient in other areas. So the biggest problem is that synthetic vitamins create nutritional deficiencies, but they also work as a stimulant rather than a true nutrient. Another problem is freshness. They are usually packed with preservatives and don't have an expiration date, whereas whole food supplements have a dated shelf life. There are also a lot of labeling deceptions. Did you know that most vitamins on the market claiming to be natural only have to be 10% natural to make this claim? So in other words, some companies can legally mix 10% of a natural vitamin with 90% synthetic vitamin and call the product natural without declaring the synthetic portion. The FDA has yet to act to stop this misleading labeling. Plus, they often contain additives, sugar, artificial coloring and flavoring, and other hazardous chemicals. Now, one way to check the solubility of a vitamin is to drop it in a glass of water and watch it break down. A natural soluble vitamin will completely break away within 10 to 20 minutes. However, many drugstore vitamins simply sit at the bottom of the glass, releasing colorings or dyes. Chemicals are toxic substances that need to be neutralized by the liver. Now, granted, our bodies are incredibly made, but that doesn't mean they have the ability to turn chemicals into nutrients. How effectively a nutritional supplement is absorbed is far more important than how much is taken. For example, minerals in the earth are inorganic or dead, and our body cannot use inorganic minerals because the molecular weight or size is too large to pass through the intestinal lining. Now, we depend on plants to transform minerals from the soil into an organic form that we can use, and this process is called chelation, which is the attachment of an amino acid to the mineral, making it usable by the body. And the best way to get minerals is from whole foods that have been dried with a low temperature, so none of the nutrition or enzymes are destroyed. Synthetic supplements don't work and they create nutritional imbalances, and here's why. For example, let's look at synthetic vitamin C. For synthetic vitamin C, the organic nutrient is ascorbic acid. However, ascorbic acid is only a small percent of the natural C complex. You never receive the other parts of the vitamin C complex, including bioflavonoids, tyrosinase, and PK and J factors. So the body removes the missing parts from tissue and other areas to complete the picture. So a person ends up with a worse deficiency than before. When we isolate a single component of food, therefore making it out of context for what the body is used to having, and then concentrate it as in a vitamin, it takes on a drug-like effect. For example, you give a child an apple and his behavior is fine. You give him extracted sugar from an apple and he becomes hyperactive. Food supplements made from whole specific plants and raw materials are rich in certain vitamins. They need everything in perfect balance. Vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and so on. So they work as a whole food, not as a drug or stimulant. And now it's time to take another break with some more music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden. And when I come back, I will address the issue of potency between whole food supplements and synthetic vitamins.
To more more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I explained earlier some of the differences between whole food supplements and synthetic vitamins. Also, we need to talk about potency. Like so many of my clients, I was originally taught that in order for vitamin C to be effective, we had to take a large doses of it. The problem is that commercial vitamins are based on pharmacology or drug-like effects rather than true nutrition. One of the most common problems is trying to figure out the number of milligrams of a particular vitamin in a whole food supplement. In a whole food supplement, the potency or effectiveness is related to how whole the nutrient is, not how many milligrams it contains. So a small amount of a vitamin in its whole food form is far more effective nutritionally than a large amount of a vitamin fraction. Plus, whole food supplements don't give you an artificial burst of energy that quickly passes. Instead, they provide a constant, health-promoting energy source that lasts throughout the day. In food source supplements, milligram levels of the key nutrients, the RDAs, listed on the label are low in relation to the synthetic vitamin labels, and they are more expensive to produce. Synthetic vitamins are more popular because the milligram levels are so high, the price is low, and they have an almost indefinite shelf life, which retailers like. It is very easy to see how the uninformed consumer would compare labels and prices of a food source product with a synthetic and reason. I can get 10 times the concentration of nutrients at a third of the cost if I buy the synthetic version, not realizing that they are paying for stimulatory chemicals and not for nutrition. Nutrients never occur as isolates in whole natural foods. They are related with many other molecules that are required for their absorption, assimilation, and non-toxicity. The traditional synthetic vitamins and minerals that are offered are only a part of a whole vitamin or mineral complex. Isolated and synthetic nutrients are foreign to the body. They are completely unnatural, are poorly absorbed, offer incomplete results, imbalance body chemistry, deplete the body of cofactor nutrients, and usually have significant toxicities. Now, how do you know if a supplement contains isolates or synthetics? If the nutrients themselves are listed as actual ingredients, for example, thiamine, ascorbic acid, vitamin A, vitamin C, chromium picolinate, to name a few, rather than constituents of the ingredients such as pea vine juice, buckwheat, carrots, beets, etc., then they are all synthetic. The body cannot absorb and utilize a synthetic or isolated nutrient as is. It must reform them into organic complexes, SDI in whole foods. Only a small percentage is able to be reformed by drawing the synergistic nutrients from the body into absorbable, usable matter. The remaining unusable portion either settles in the tissues as harmful deposits or taxes the liver and kidneys before it is excreted in the urine. And that's mighty expensive urine, with most of your supplement dollars going straight down the drain. Furthermore, when the body attempts to reform synthetic nutrients into absorbable, usable nutrients, it nutritionally depletes the body of these other nutrients, many of which are other vitamins and minerals, and this causes widespread deficiencies. At worst, some synthetic nutrients actually cause you to excrete more than you took of them, adding to a nutritional deficiency while draining the body, rather than correcting one. Many synthetic nutrients actually suppress beneficial and vitally essential bodily cleansing methods and can be quite toxic. On the other hand, with whole food supplement concentrates containing whole nutritional complexes, the body can choose its needs for assimilation and excrete what it does not need, and this is called selective absorption. It is quality and not quantity that counts. Now let's take another short break with more music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden.
Come with me to the game zone.
welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about the difference between whole food supplements and synthetic vitamins. And I hope that this explains how whole food supplements work and why they make sense. Whole food supplements come from whole foods. We are not using them to inject a zillion milligrams of a certain nutrient into the body for a drug-like effect. We use them for the food complexes that are missing in today's devitalized diet. We are trying to bring balance to the body. So instead of asking, does a vitamin have so many milligrams, we should ask, does it contain the entire combination of nutrients, just like it is found in natural foods such as carrots and beets? Our bodies need all the cofactors to make a vitamin work. So your body doesn't need high amounts, it only needs the whole complex. Most vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are refined or only part of a food. We weren't designed to eat partial foods. We are designed to eat real foods which come from a full range of nutrients. Natural fruits and vegetables don't have high quantities of nutrients. For example, nature made it quite difficult to eat too many oranges to overdose on the vitamin C complex. Also, it is important to understand that the body uses nutrition first for day-to-day survival. Healing is the body's second priority. It is only when nutrients are left over at the end of the day that the body can heal. That's why natural healing takes time. We have to continue to feed small amounts of whole foods over a period of months or even years in the case of severe deficiency and disease to help the body to return to health. Once you examine the facts, the question is no longer why supplements, but rather why wouldn't you supplement? Whether you want to correct a deficiency, want to improve your health and nutritional status, want to make up for a poor diet, plus a stressful lifestyle, or want to reduce the risk of disease, supplementation is crucial. Whole food supplements make you healthier, more energetic, and help increase overall fitness and well-being, protect against premature aging, and improve the quality of life. The health risk of supplements is absolutely minimal when compared to the risk of prescription drugs. In the last 50 years, there has been just one recorded death due to nutritional supplements, and it was due to a massive overdose. In contrast, approximately 125,000 people die every year from prescription drugs. In fact, prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death in this country. The natural whole food supplements that I'm using in my practice are all healthy and safe. I'm passionate about helping my clients get healthy. The supplement companies I work with are involved in every step of production, and each year they rotate the crops. As far as how to take whole food supplements, it's best to try to take your supplements 3 times a day with meals. And if you can't manage to take them 3 times, then you just cut the dosage in half and take them 2 times a day. Also, always take your supplements as directed on the bottle or as directed by your health professional. And again, nutritional healing takes time. I encourage my clients to allow a minimum of 3 to 6 months or even years because we are dealing with the cause of the problem and not just the symptoms. And of course, whole food supplements cannot replace a good balanced diet and regular meals. Green vegetables, both raw and cooked, are vital for good health along with protein, fruit, and unprocessed carbohydrates. They also can't replace regular exercise. Exercise increases the great benefits of whole food supplementation. If you have any further questions concerning today's topic, please don't hesitate to give me or the radio station a call. And if any of you are interested in finding out more about my nutritional services, such as the different testing methods I offer to find out your nutritional status and possible deficiencies, please visit my website at www.elywellness.com or call me at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center at the Evergreen Cottage. And my phone number is 365-2288. Now let's take one more break with music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden. And when I come back, it will be time to wrap up today's show with the food of the week. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about ready to wrap up today's show. And before we do that, let's talk about the food of the week. Now, I chose spinach as the food of the week. Spinach is the queen of the dark green leafy vegetables, the least bitter and the most tender. Spinach is exceptionally high in antioxidants and vitamin C. It contains calcium and iron, but scientists now believe that the form of iron contained in spinach is one that is not easily absorbed. Spinach also contains oxalic acid that can actually prevent iron and calcium absorption and can accelerate the formation of kidney and bladder stones. Oxalic acid is neutralized during cooking. So while cooked spinach can be eaten regularly, spinach salads should be eaten only on occasion. Both the chlorophyll and antioxidants found so abundantly in spinach are potent cancer blockers. Japanese studies also indicate that spinach lowers blood cholesterol in laboratory animals. And new research indicates that spinach is effective in preventing macular degeneration of the eye, possibly due to high amounts of glutathione in spinach. Spinach also contains a great source of vitamin K, which is essential for blood clotting and bone health. Recent research shows it may also help decrease inflammation, a condition linked to a host of diseases, including Alzheimer's, arthritis, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and osteoporosis. Regularly eating spinach, just make sure it is in cooked form, may actually boost your mood too, thanks to vitamin B6 and C. And both play vital roles in the production of neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin, which are associated with pleasure and keeping depression and anxiety under control. Spinach is also a leading source of magnesium, which is very important for maintaining strong bones and for preventing chronic diseases like coronary artery diseases and diabetes. Of course, spinach is now available at almost any time of the year, and many times you can buy it pre-washed in sealed plastic bags. And if you buy it in bunches, make sure you look for bright green, unwilted leaves. And at home, it is best to wrap the spinach in paper towels and store it in a plastic bag in your refrigerator's crisper. Whether pre-bagged or home-bagged, spinach should last about 3 to 4 days. And right before using, be careful to remove all the sand and dirt. And one effective method is to submerge the spinach in a bowl of cold water and let the sand fall to the bottom, and then remove the stems and rinse the leaves. And for crisp salad leaves, you shake or spin it dry in a salad spinner, and then you wrap the spinach in paper towels and refrigerate it for an hour or two. As I mentioned earlier, in order to consume spinach on a regular basis, it should be steamed or sautéed to neutralize the oxalic acid. In raw form, spinach should only be consumed on occasion. To steam fresh spinach, it is best to wash and rinse the leaves and place them in a large pot. And you should not add more water to the pot because the water adhering to the leaves will be sufficient to steam the spinach. Then you cover the pot and you place it over medium heat. And when the spinach begins to simmer, you reduce the heat and you cook the spinach for several minutes or until the leaves are just wilted. Then you use a slotted spoon and you can transfer it to a heated serving bowl. And then you press with the back of the spoon to squeeze out any liquid and pour the liquid out. And then you make a few cuts with a knife through the spinach and you top it generously with butter. Another great way to serve steamed spinach as a side vegetable dish is to steam the spinach. And then you melt some butter and you add crushed garlic and some pine nuts. And then you pour this mixture over the spinach and mix it slightly. One of my very favorite spinach dishes is spinach stuffed mushrooms. And what you do is you chop cooked spinach and you place it in a strainer and press out all the liquid. Meanwhile, you wash large mushrooms and you remove the stems and you chop the mushroom stems very finely and sauté them with finely chopped onions or green onions and some garlic in some butter or olive oil until they are tender. And then you add the spinach and you cook the mixture for another minute or so until all the moisture is evaporated. And then you add some salt, pepper, and some nutmeg to taste. And you fill the hollow of each mushroom with a spoonful of stuffing and place them in a buttered glass dish. And they may be prepared in advance to this point. And then to cook them, you add about 1/4 inch of water to the pan and you place the pan in a 350-degree oven. You bake the mushrooms for about 20 minutes or less. And you can also sprinkle them with some grated cheese and place them under the broiler shortly before serving. And this makes a great side dish to a meat entree. I hope this will inspire you to consume spinach, especially steamed or sautéed, on a more regular basis. Thanks again for joining me this evening, and I invite you to listen in again next Wednesday evening. And I also invite you to visit our retail store, as well as our spa and wellness center on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street in Ely. And I also invite you to come see the newest addition, the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with natural foods, organic produce, grass-fed meats, organic dairy, whole food supplements, and personal care items, and so much more. Thank you so very much for joining me again this evening, and I hope you will join me again next Wednesday evening right here on WELY. And in the meantime, I wish you well, and we'll talk to you next time.